Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Hey, and we are learning Se'ifim, Yud Ches, and Yud Tes. This is page 192, or Tzadi Vav, Amud Beis. So we're continuing to learn the halachas of animals, but now we move into much more practical halachas of animals, less about what animals can have on their body as they go outside into Rosh Hasharabim, and more about riding on animals and touching animals and things like that. So says the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Yud Ches, Ein Rochman Al Gabe Behema V'lo Nitzlim Al. One cannot ride on an animal nor hang on an animal on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to use the side of an animal. Aval tzidet studin, but to use the side of an animal. What does that mean? Kigon shadavar acher munach al tzida, that you have something that is resting on the side of the animal. V'hu mishtamish bo, and you're using that thing that's resting on the side of the animal. Mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. So to be one step removed from the animal is not okay. Two steps removed from the animal is okay. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. So Seif Katan Samach Aleph Ein Rochvin Gzeira Shem Yachtoch Zmar Min Amchuber Kedei Lahanhiga, because the concern is that you might cut a branch in order to lead the animal. The Chayevals and Mishum Tolish, and that would be a chiyuv of Tolish to who tolda the Kotzer, which is a tolda of the Malacha of Kotzer. Now, if a person has to travel to a place that there is no Erev and there's a Pikuach Nefesh consideration, the Dirshu of here quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shulchan Shlomo that it's better to ride on a bicycle than to ride on an animal, because when you ride on an animal, every single movement is a violation of this Isser Drabanan. You ride on a bicycle, it's for whatever reason, we don't ride bikes on Shabbos, but nevertheless, you don't have any formal Gzeira Midrabanan that you're going to be violating. Sivkat and Samach Beis, V'lo Nitlum Aleha, D'kol Shimash Balei Chayim, Kallu B'chlal Rechiva V'Asru. Any usage of a Bal Chai that physically, directly uses the Bal Chai is included in the Isser of Rechiva, and therefore it's going to be asur. And the Dirshu points out that we already learned in Siman Shin Beis Sif Yud Aleph that you're allowed to clean your hands on the tail of an animal, and the Be'er Halach over there quoted the Tosefta Shabbos that that's only if the tail is no longer attached to the animal, because otherwise it would be an isur of being metaltel bal chai, which you're not allowed to do. And the Be'er Halach says that yesh la ayin in what the Tosefta Shabbos says over there, because it could be that the tail is attached to the animal and you're allowed to be metaltel in the hair of a bal chai, just not allowed to be metaltel in the guf of a bal chai. So maybe the tail is going to be mutter. Now, even though you're not allowed to lean on balei chayim, the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yutes tells us that that's only when you lean b'kol kocho. So if Shlomo Zalman says, but still wiping your hands from dirtiness, doing it without kol kocho is considered to be mishtamish b'behema, and nevertheless they allowed you to wipe your hands on a tail of an animal, and that's considered that it's omid l'kach. That's what tails of an animal are used for, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of muktzah. Now, what about if a person needs to go with the seeing eye dog? A blind person needs to go with the seeing eye dog. So, Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoting Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that even though the dog himself is muktzah, but nevertheless, when it's miyuchad for this usage and that you need to move him around in order for him to lead you, it's mistaver that it's not considered muktzah. And Rav Moshe seems that way as well. In Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Hei, he talks about going with a seeing eye dog into a shul to daven there in Yom Noraim, and he doesn't seem to think that there's a problem of muktzah, because he just talks about the issue of having a dog in shul. Vayter in the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu makom delech lemecha shem yachtoch zmora, even if you happen to be traveling in a place where there's no concern that you might cut a branch, kagon b'midbar delech zmora, like you're in the desert where there are no branches, ol l'shafshish satino kal gabei behem gedil l'shashay also, or you want to play with a baby and have him, or with a young child and sort of have him ride on the animal, gam ken aser delopel graban bimul sayu. That's going to be aser because this gezerah is a low plug. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Samach Gimel, v'hu mishtamesh bo, if you're using the thing that is off of the side of the animal, then it's tzidet studin and that's mutter. Haynu shesomich es atzmo bitzad oso davar. That means you have to be on the side of the thing that's on the side of the animal. But if you are on top of the thing that's off the side of the animal, then that's like you're on the side of the animal, that's going to be usher. So if an animal is pulling a wagon, the wagon is on the side of the animal. If you're on the wagon, that's going to be usher. As we'll soon see, the Rama writes explicitly when it comes to a wagon. Back in the Mechaber on the top, Vim Allah Aleha, if a person went on an animal on Shabbos, Hafil Bemezid, even if he went up Bemezid, Yered, he's got to come right down. Mishum Tzar Balichayim, because of Tzar Balichayim. I mean, you can't stay on the animal, it's going to be a violation of Tzar Balichayim. The Mishnah Berurah points out, what's the Chiddush? Sivkat Samach Dalit, Velo Kamo Gabe Ilan. This is unlike if you climbed a tree on Shabbos. Dim Allah Bemezid, Kaimilan Kaman Samashim Lan Vav Siv Avdul Yered on Masoy Shabbos Mishum Kanasa, Hachi Yered Mishum Batsar Balichayim. We're going to see in Shulchan later that if a person bemezid climbs a tree on Shabbos, he's stuck there the rest of Shabbos. It's a kanas that he's got to stay there. We don't have any such similar kanas when it comes to an animal, because you got to keep the animal in mind. Nebuch, the poor guy, the poor animal, is going to be stuck there with a person on top of him the rest of Shabbos. So for Tzar Balichayim, you're allowed to come off. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, umitam zeh. And for this reason, parkin masui shaleha, if you need to unload a masui, sorry, we're out there for a second. I don't know what happened with the Zoom. For this reason, if you need to unload a burden from on top of the animal, ketzadosa, what do you do? Machnis rosho tachas hamasu, you put your head underneath the burden, umasalkul tzadacher, and you sort of shove it with your head to the other side, v'hu nofal me'elav, and it will fall off on its own. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitamze parkin sifkat and samachay, haynu afilu amasui umuktza, even if the masui is muktza, mikol makom laratzu lakal mitam tzar b'lichayim l'salkal b'yadayim. For tzar b'lichayim, we didn't want to be makel that you could just lift it off with your hands, take off the burden from the animal with your hands, kivin d'afshal l'salkal shlo b'yadayim, because there are other ways to do it. You could be metalta b'gufo by shoving it off with your head, and therefore that's what we require you to do. Now let's see the Ramah. V'asu leishiv al karon she'inu yehudi manhigo b'sha Shabbos, you're not allowed to sit on a wagon, even if there's a non-Jewish wagon driver that's guiding the horses. Gam shlo yachtoch zmora, and also we're concerned that you're going to cut a branch. Sheinu yudi manhigo, says the Mishnah Berurah, dim yisrael ba'atzma manhigo yesh b'lav hachi is the Torah mishum mechamer. If the Jew himself is leading it, so then anyway it's aser because it's a violation of mechamer. Siv katon samach zayin shemishtamish b'vehema, because that's called that you're being mishtamish b'vehema. When you're sitting on the wagon that's being pulled by a behema, says the Mishnah Berurah, as we alluded to before, v'lo nikra tzidet studin. That is not called tzidet studin. Mipnei sha'agalam chuberes b'tzidei behema, because the wagon is attached to the side of the animal, kivin shumishtamish al gav ha'agala, since he's using the top of the wagon, v'dino kimo al tzidei ha'behema mamish. And that's like you are not on the tzidet studim of the behema, but on the studim of the behema. As we already pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah earlier, v'gam l'shtamish al daf hayotze chutz la'agala me'achoreha gam kenaser. And even if there is a board that sticks out behind the wagon, that's also aser. V'lo mikrit tzidit studin. We don't call that tzidit studin. Meaning, one might have said the wagon is studin, the board that sticks out in the back of the wagon is tzidit studin, and therefore maybe you're allowed to sit there. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that is all called studin, da'kol kli yachadu, because the entire wagon is one big kli, and all of the wagon is considered studin and not tzidet studin. See if you test. Behema shnafel la'amas hamayim. If you have an animal that fell into an amas hamayim, it fell into a well, a pit somewhere that has water in it, and it's very uncomfortable for the animal, perhaps dangerous for the animal to stay there. Im amayim amukim, if the water is deep, so you can't just drop food down to feed the animal. The animal's in trouble. So maybe karmu k'sasos, you're allowed to take cushions and pillows and things like that, v'nosin tachteha, and throw it down so that the animal could climb up on top of them, mishum tzar balichayim, because of the tzar balichayim that the animal is otherwise suffering. What would be the problem? Why wouldn't you be allowed to do that? Why would I think you're not allowed to? Afal pisha mevato kli mehechano, even though you're taking these kalim that otherwise would have been usable, and now they're on the bottom of a pit getting wet and an animal's climbing on them, and therefore they're no longer usable for the rest of Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Samaches, Imamayim Amukim, Demein Amukim, V'yachol L'farnas V'mekom Shalotamos. If you could keep the animal alive just by throwing food down, because it's not deep water in there, then Ein Matirin Lo La'niachar Muksasul L'vatel Kli Me'echano. Then we would not have allowed you to throw cushions in there to be M'vatel Kli Me'echano. Maybe Kar Muksasos, you bring cushions and things like that, V'adin D'yachol L'niach Shar Kelim Tachteha, K'deisha Tuchalalos. You could also also put all other types of kelim underneath it so that the animal can climb up. So why do we only mention cushions? Why don't we talk about other types of kelim? V'nakat karmu ksasos l'rabusa. The reason we mention karmu ksasos is to tell me an extra chiddush. After lo yiru'uyim l'shtamish ben al yedei zeh ba'od sha'alei an lachos ha'mayim aflik shetala behema. Because karmu ksasos, even once you get the animal out of there, those cushions are now ruined because they're soaking wet. Afilu hachi mutar. Even though you've now ruined those cushions, so you're really being mevatel the kli, nevertheless it's mutar da'asi tzar balichayim du do'raisa ma'adizira tor mitzvah sprikasa ma'aseh el behema. Tzar balichayim, which is do'raisa, and now we know it's do'raisa from the mitzvah of priko tina, v'dachi isra bitul kli me'echano shurak midrabanan, and it pushes away the isra of bitul kli me'echano, which is only an isra drabanan. Shagazru shalo levatel b'shabes kli mi'mashi mu'chenes. There goes there not to be mevatel a kli from that which it is muchan. Now, we're saying that tzar balichayim is doraisa, and that's why it overpowers bitul kli me'echano. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out in Shulchan Shlomo, you know what? Hashavas Aveda is also a mitzvah doraisa. We don't allow you to do tiltal mutzah to do Hashavas Aveda. So he says, yeah, dine mamonis is just different. That when it comes to dine mamonis, we're not going to allow a violation of a derabanan in order to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa within dine mamonos of ben adam l'chaveru of dine mamonos. V'no sein tachteo, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katanayin, avol asur la'alosa biyadayim. You're not allowed to lift the animal out by hand. D'kol balechayim he muktzim, because an animal is muktzah. A lot of dog owners don't know this, that their dogs are muktzah. People, you see people all the time lifting their dogs and doing all sorts of things with their dogs. That's really not right. V'alva gavdika tzar balechayim asur. Even if there is tzar balechayim, even if the dog were in tsar, you wouldn't be allowed to lift the dog. We cannot compare the different gezeros of chachamim to one another. So even though we allow bitul kli mehechano for the sake of tsar balechayim, we don't allow actual direct tiltal of the dog because of over the animal because of tsar balechayim. But the Rabbi says there are some poskim that are makel to take it out biyadayim if you can't take it out any other way. If the cushions won't work, now to ask a guy to take it out, that for sure is mutter. In fact, that would be the most preferable way to get the animal out if you have access to an Einu Yehudi who you could ask to do it. Now let's just see the last line in the Rama over there. Din kirud behema b'shabbos kamo b'yom tov. As far as scraping and combing an animal, it's going to be the same as it's going to be on yom tov, and we'll have to wait till we get to siman tov kuf chav gimel sif beis before we discuss that. So to review what we learned today, we said that Chazal prohibited riding on or hanging on or leaning on a behema because you might come to cut a branch, and that gzera applies even in places that don't have branches, like a midbar. However, you're allowed to use the side of something that's leaning on the animal, tzidei tzdadim. And then we said, unlike a tree that you climb on Shabbos, where there's a knas that you can't get at or off of the tree, if you climb on an animal, due to tzar belechayim, you're allowed to climb off of the animal. In fact, you should climb off of the animal. And they similarly permitted, Chazal similarly permitted, nudging a heavy package, even a muktzah package, off of the behema with your head because of tzar belechayim. We then said that it's asur to ride on a horse-drawn carriage, even if a non-Jew is driving. If a Jew is driving, it's mechamer. But even with a non-Jew driving, it's asur to ride because that's called studim, not tzidei studim. It's called studim since you're on top of the thing that's on the tzad of the behema. And then we learned that if an animal fell in a well and is suffering, the order of preference of how to get the animal out of the well is as follows. Most preferable, ask a nachri to do it. Second most preferable, put cushions in the well so that the animal will climb up out of it. You'll be mevatel kli me'echano. Third and least most preferable, and maybe not mutter at all, is to lift the animal out biyadayim. That's a machlokas achronim, whether one is allowed to do that at all. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with si'ifim chav, chav aleph, and chav beis. It will probably be much earlier in the day because I have a kind of a busy night tomorrow night. So probably around noonish, maybe a little after noon, that will be having our shiur tomorrow. Be'ezras Hashem, stay tuned to the WhatsApp. Everyone have a wonderful evening.